Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, my name is Mike McDowell. I'm a Director of Operations in the Kansas City region, and this is a program we've been using for the last several years and got it kind of off the ground. It's a wonderful program. So first, I'd like to welcome everyone today to the Papa John's Harvest Food Donation Program Overview. All right, as you can see there, our program overview slide. The Papa John's Harvest Program provides you with an alternative to discarding leftover or surplus pizzas and other food products through the donation of these products to those who are in need. This food is used to feed those who are hungry in your local community. The program requires minimum effort on your part and will result in community recognition for your efforts to help those in need. All right, here you can see our program goals. First one is to create meaningful benefit to the communities in which we operate by assisting those who are in need. The second goal is to create meaningful benefit for our team members by increasing the awareness of surplus product we make and improving team morale. Our third goal is to create value-added benefit to the company by improving the tax benefits attributable to such surplus product. Some of the benefits: a community need is met. There are many people who do not have access to regular balanced meals. Since our pizza products are fun to eat as well as nutritionally balanced, we can be confident that our surplus products will brighten someone's day. The program provides great public relations as it benefits the local community. Contributing to those in need creates a feel-good attitude amongst your team members, knowing that they are making a difference in their communities. And Papa John's can realize a potential income tax benefit for these food donations. Here's how it works. You can see a bullet pointed there before you. Qualified charitable organizations are identified by a third-party vendor. That third-party vendor is called the Food Donation Connection. They will find you a vendor to service your store. Food must be labeled, chilled, and counted and stored properly. Assigned charitable organizations will pick up the food as scheduled by individual restaurants. The electronic donation log, or the e-log, must be kept and faxed to 1-888-571-5112 after each pickup. Only forms signed by the driver picking up the product will be eligible for credit. A donation credit will be applied monthly to the restaurant P&L to be labeled under Harvest Program Tax Credit. Products acceptable for donation. Standard rule of thumb here is that all products must be at 40 degrees or cooler before donation. The things we are allowed to donate, regular pizzas, such as errors or no-shows, surplus wings, chicken poppers, surplus breadsticks, pre-assembled pizzas which have exceeded refrigerated shelf life, must be cooked before donation, and surplus cheese sticks. The responsibilities of the Papa John's team members include: they have to save all surplus cooked pizza product and other food products approved for donation by Papa John's, arrange a regular pickup for schedule, including days and time range with your agency. This is done only once at the very beginning of the program. Place food in pizza carryout boxes, label the box with the date, the time, and contents, and then store them in the cooler in a separate location. Record donations on Papa John's electronic donation log, print, and fax to the Harvest Support Center for pickup. Program responsibilities. The agency's employees have various different responsibilities as well. They include picking up the donated food on time per the agreed schedule, transporting the food using Papa John's approved food containers and carriers, storing food in coolers or freezers, following food safe procedures for storing. Then they must thaw, reheat, and serve food to needy under food safe conditions. All right, identifying an agency. The Harvest Support Agency is responsible for the coordination of a Papa John's Harvest Program. Identifying and qualifying a food rescue program or agency for your unit is a key responsibility of the Harvest Support Center. Assigned agencies will be available to choose from when entering your pickup schedule in e-log. All problems or questions about your food rescue program or agency should be directed to the Harvest Support Center number listed in front of you, 1-800-831-8161. For problems or questions, keep the following numbers in a convenient location in case a question arises regarding the Papa John's Harvest Program. You can call your assigned agency The Harvest Support Center can provide a phone number, or you can call the Harvest Support Center for any issue, including the failure of an agency to make a pickup. We will then work to correct the problem on that end. Problems or questions about your agency, call that Harvest Support Center number, again, 1-800-831-8161. All right, there are some critical temperatures and shelf life standards that must be adhered to in order to be compliant with the program. They're very specific on temperatures and shelf life of donated products. Saved cooked food for the harvest program must be held under the following temperatures and holding times and standards. Standards are for food products stored in a pizza carryout box. Cooked food must be placed in a cooler while it is still hot, over 140 degrees, and place food in the cooler and monitor the product to cool down. Product temperatures must drop to 40 degrees or lower within 4 hours in the cooler. Cooked food must not be held at temperatures between 140 and 40 degrees. Food donation procedures for donating the food are as follows. Food is determined to be surplus due to internal shelf life limitations, product mistakes, or overproduction. Food that has been contaminated in any way, such as being dropped on the floor, is not eligible for donation and must be discarded. Checkpoint, food must be consumable and has not been served to the customer. Product temperatures must be over 140 degrees. Measure temperature of hot food with a thermometer. Record on store temperature log. Any corrective actions must include discarding the cooked food if the temperature is less than 140 degrees. Food donation procedures, the second one here, place cooked food in pizza carryout box, label and date with time and contents, just like the first way. Hot foods are still to remain above 140 degrees prior to cooling. They must lower to 40 degrees or less within 4 hours, store in the freezer or cooler. Check the cooler temperature and record on the store temperature log. If the cooler is above 40 degrees, contact maintenance immediately. Food donation procedures, here's our third example. Holding food for pickup by the agency driver. All food must be, again, at 40 degrees or cooler before donation. Pickup person to measure food temperature with a thermometer and visually inspect the food. Discard the food if it is above 40 degrees. Discard food that exceeds shelf life standards or does not pass visual inspection. Note the reason rejected on the Papa John's donation log. Every restaurant will need to complete the initial setup of their electronic e-log account. Access to the site will be available from the POS system in the same manner as accessing the online training site. To access the site, select the option for Harvest Program. Let's look at how the setup process works. When you log on to the Harvest e-log site, you'll be asked for three pieces of information: your site code, your username, and your password. Now, your site code will be the letters PJI, a dash, and your store number. Your username will be PJIGM with no spaces. Your initial password will be the word donate11, donate11. The first time you access the site, you will need to use the initial password. Once you've entered the initial password, the system will prompt you to create a new password. When you see this red message, click on the green change password link to go through the change password process. First step in changing your password is to enter the letter characters shown in the space provided. If you're unable to read the letters, you can click on the green text to refresh for a new set of characters. You may click on this button as many times as necessary until you get legible characters. Once you have typed the characters, click on the I am human button at the bottom. Do not press the enter key. After typing the two challenge words, you will be asked to retype your site code and username. Once you have entered the site code and username, click on the submit button at the bottom. After retyping your site code and username, you will be asked to enter your restaurant's 5-digit zip code. And then after entering that zip code, you'll be asked to create a new password. Your new password can be any combination of letters and numbers, but does need to be at least 6 characters long. So please make sure your password is easy to remember and then share it with all members of your management team so that they can also take care of any donations in your absence. Once you've created a new password, you will see the sign-in screen. Enter the new password which you've just created. Note that you will only need to create a new password for the first time that you log into the Harvest e-log system. Now you're ready to log in and enter your donations into the Harvest e-log system. All right, now that you've established an account, it's time to determine what is meant by surplus food. Surplus food can be food that's made by mistake as an extra pizza that was cooked for a customer's order. Food that was incorrectly made, such as a work pizza without black olives and was actually made with black olives. Food that was made before a customer called or changed to cancel the order. Food that was made for a carryout customer that did not show up to claim their order. Dough that will expire the following day. And this one will get important later as we talk about some of the examples. But dough that will expire the following day, we can cook that in the breadsticks for donation before the expiration, or any pre-made pizzas for promotions such as a customer appreciation day that don't get used. So what is not surplus food? Food that has been contaminated in any way, such as being dropped on the floor. Food that has not been kept at 140 degrees or higher. Or food that has left your possession. So if it went to the house and then came back, we cannot donate that. Food donations must be properly dated, labeled, and timed before storing in the walk-in cooler. These strict requirements ensure that the donated food is not being held in storage for longer than its maximum storage life of 72 hours. All donated food must be labeled with the type of food, the current date, and the current time before being placed in the walk-in cooler. You can see there on your screen a few examples of properly labeled, timed, and dated products. Products that are not properly documented will be rejected by the agency at the time of pickup, and the food will be discarded. Your restaurant and Papa John's will lose the opportunity to assist the needy in your local area and will also lose the P&L credit, so please ensure that this gets done properly. After the food has been properly labeled, dated, and timed, it needs to be placed in the walk-in unit. It is picked up the next scheduled time. The section of the walk-in where the product will be stored should be communicated to all team members and should remain consistent so everyone knows where the surplus food is stored. This can be a designated area on a shelf or even an upside-down dough tray as long as the food is 6 inches off the floor. Pizza carryout boxes provide a safe method of saving and storing surplus pizza. Proper food storage along with the proper use of transportation containers by the food rescue program or agency that picks up the food provides a system by which donated food can be saved and transported in a clean and food-safe manner. The transport containers provide an environment that will keep the temperature of the donated food at 40 degrees or below during the transportation. The result is that Papa John's products are delivered to those in need in a food-safe manner. So now that we know what surplus food is and is not, you know the correct procedures for labeling, timing, dating, and storing the surplus food, you're ready to begin participating in the program. On the day before your scheduled pickup or on the morning of the scheduled pickup, the manager must log into the e-log account and complete the electronic donation log. This will help expedite the process when the agency arrives to collect the products and keep the manager from interrupting their schedule in order to complete the e-log at that time. Please be aware that all food being donated must be 40 degrees or below at the time of donation. For this reason, any surplus products from the scheduled pickup date should be kept until the next scheduled pickup date so that it has time to cool properly. Let's take a look at the process for completing the electronic donation log. Once you've created your new password, you can now log into the Harvest e-log system. Enter the password and click the blue login button. Before you begin entering your donations, you must enter the days and times your agency will come pick up your surplus food. These days and time must be discussed with your assigned agency before they are entered into the Harvest e-log system. Since Papa John's donations will be refrigerated, you must set up multiple days per week for your agency to pick up your surplus food. To enter your agency's pickup schedule, find your assigned agency in the drop-down menu. This agency has been verified and assigned by the Harvest Support Center. Leave the start date as today's date. In the drop-down menus marked day and time, select the first day and time which you have to set up with your agency for the pickup of your surplus food. Leave the field marked end date blank. On the left side of the box, click on Add. Repeat this process until you have entered each of the days and times your agency is scheduled to pick up your surplus food. Once you've entered all the days and times for your pickups, you are ready to enter the donations of your surplus food. Note that the agency pickup schedule only needs to be entered the first time you log into the system. You do not have to enter the pickup schedule every time you log in. Please also note that making changes to the pickup schedule in the e-log does not communicate information to your assigned agency. If you wish to change your days and times, please discuss with your assigned agency first, then enter the changes into the Harvest e-log system. Once you've entered your pickup schedule, click the Harvest e-log link on the left-hand side of the page. Welcome to the Harvest e-log homepage. This is the page you will see every time you log in after completing your initial setup. To enter your donations, click on the Make a Donation link under the Operations header. This screen will allow you to enter the amounts of surplus food you will be donating to your agency. At the top of the page, indicate whether the food will be picked up today or tomorrow. In the quantity column, enter the amounts of surplus food you will be donating. Note that all of these items are measured by count or complete orders. Move between the different fields by clicking your mouse or pressing the tab or arrow keys. Do not hit the enter key to move between fields. Once you have entered the amounts of surplus food you are donating, you will need to record the number of days which the food has been saved. In the drop-down menu, select the number of days for which the food you are donating has been saved in your walk-in cooler. No refrigerated items may be saved at the restaurant longer than 3 days or 72 hours. Once you have selected the correct number of days, click on the blue Create Donation button at the bottom of the page. After clicking the Create Donation button, your screen will display a Donation Acknowledgement Form, or DAF. This form must be printed before your assigned agency comes to pick up the surplus food. When the agency comes to pick up the surplus food, they must print and sign their name in the marked fields at the bottom right section of the DAF. This signed DAF must be submitted to the Harvest Support Center either by fax at 888-571-5112 or by scanning the form and emailing it to logs@foodtodonate.com. When printing the DAF, be sure to use the highlighted printer icon. Use another print option such as file and then print may cause the DAF to print either incorrectly or print as a blank sheet of paper. Once you have printed the DAF, you may close its pop-up window. You'll see that the screen says, thank you. If the DAF form printed correctly, the green Yes, It Printed button, you will see the Yes, It Printed button. If you need to view the DAF again or accidentally close the DAF before printing it, click on the blue Reopen Donation Report window to display the DAF. If the DAF did not print correctly, select the reason why from the drop-down menu and click on the red button. If this happens, please call the Harvest Support Center at 800-831-8161 for assistance. After you click one of the three options, you may log out of the e-log system until the next time you are ready to enter a donation. Steps in the documentation process at the time of pickup that must be followed to ensure your unit receives the proper T&L credit and that Papa John's realizes the proper tax benefit. First one is upon pickup by your food rescue program or agency, all that donated product must be counted. The printed e-log, also known as the Donation Acknowledgement Form, or DAF, is updated with any changes. Note also that the log requires the signature of the agency driver when picked up. Complete and print a new e-log for each pickup. You should fax the log to the number provided on the form, and your unit's P&L will be calculated and put on your unit profit and loss statement. Some key points for completing the Papa John's printed electronic donation log. Bottom section of the DAF form must be completed and signed by the representative. And the DAF must be faxed to the 888-571-5112 number so that the FDC has a record of the signature. The barcode of the form will be matched up with the information that is recorded electronically to ensure the restaurant receives full credit for the donation. The next steps for implementing the food harvest program in your store are all managers must complete the online training course. There's a course in ULearn that goes over all this stuff. A manager creates an online account for the restaurant and contacts an agency to outline a pickup schedule. Number three, the management team communicates the program details to the entire team, including what day they will begin the process. And then the last step is restaurant begins participating in the program. For a quick reference guide, recording will be on PJX on iTunes. You can download it. I believe it takes about a week to get uploaded, so You'll be able to download this again on iTunes and watch it over again if you have any questions. Is there any questions for the group right now? I've got a couple of examples I'd like to go over. I've done some, between me and Mike, we've donated about $25,000 worth of credit this year to the Harvest program that we've seen show up on our P&Ls for our group. Just based on some basic math, if everybody was participating with the same results that Mike and I have, it's about, just on the average, it's about $133 worth of wasted food that we throw in the trash every week that we could get back on our P&L through this Harvest donation program. So I encourage everyone, instead of allowing our team members to maybe eat the pizzas that are messed up or the no-shows that don't show up, I encourage everybody to place those in the walk-in, label them, date and time them correctly, and donate these things to the Harvest program. Right now, just some basic examples. Right now, in most cases, a dough ball is costing us about 75 cents for a large dough ball. Right now, if you turn that into an order of breadsticks and donate it, Harvesters will give you 59 cents back. That's about a 60% return on your investment. So instead of throwing away the full amount, you can throw away a little under half of the amount and get some money back on your P&L. Another thing, obviously, pizzas are about $1.59 what they give us back. Just based on one of our highest food cost items, some of our specialty pizzas, they're around $3 our cost. But if we donate those to Harvesters, they're going to give us $1.59 back. So we get about 58% of our money back in that case as well. So definitely some profit-saving opportunities when it comes to donating this food as opposed to throwing it away. And I mentioned earlier about food that's going to expire. Obviously, if it expires today, we cannot use it. If it expires today, we can't use it tomorrow. But we could cook that stuff off today, turn it into pizzas or breadsticks, and place them in the walk-in and donate them tomorrow, and they'll be just fine. Obviously, it's never okay to run expired product through our oven, so I don't encourage anyone to do that. But if we're following our dough plan close enough and we notice that maybe we're going to have four or five trays of large dough expire, it would be beneficial to all of us, and we could even get some money back if we were to cook that off into breadsticks, or you could even, believe it or not, you could slap the pizza out. If you put light sauce and light cheese on a dough ball, you will collect 96% of your money back. I know it sounds kind of weird to almost waste cheese and sauce to make it into a Harvest pizza, but the cost on that is about $1.70 with the box, and they're going to give you back $1.59. So you're going to get back all but 11 cents of your money. So if there's not any questions from anybody, I'll turn it back over to Brent, and I believe me and Mike are finished.
What issues, if any, have you had with this program so far?
The most common issue, Brent, is when you arrange for pickup from your vendor and the vendor doesn't show up. But that in and of itself generally only happens in the beginning of the program. Once you establish a relationship with that vendor, whether it's the Salvation Army or a breadbasket or some local churches, once you establish a relationship with them, that tends to go away. The most important thing to remember, though, is if you have a problem with your vendor picking the product up, it's not your responsibility to contact that vendor. You contact the Food Donation Connection, and they will take care of all those conversations for you. This is meant to be a hands-off, very easy program to follow with a lot of returns on it. So, you let them handle those situations for you. And in the worst-case scenarios, they just find you another vendor. There's plenty of not-for-profit vendors out there that need donations like this. So there's plenty of those proverbial fish in the sea.
To wrap up, what sort of return have you seen from doing this again?
Right now I have 9 stores, and through October, which is the last time we had the update, I had about 82% compliance. This year I am around $13,000 in P&L credits. That is money that Harvesters has given back to my stores. And that's, keep in mind, that's only at 82% compliance. So I still have some stores that don't get picked up twice a week. We still have some room to grow. There's probably about a $900 loss, a potential loss of money that we lost out on because we didn't have a pickup, or the stuff wasn't stored properly, or something to that effect. But it's a significant amount. I realize that it's a dollar here and 50 cents there, but it's added up to, in 10 months of this year, between my 9 stores, $13,000 in money coming back to our P&Ls. So definitely a much better idea than just throwing it straight into the trash.
I just have a simple question maybe. What happens, I could probably read into it too, so I'm just going to ask it. What happens when you don't have a donation to pick up? You have to go into the website and say you have a donation, even though your donation date is like on Monday, but you don't have any food?
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am. If you have no donation to make, then you simply don't make one. You don't enter it into the database. You don't print off a form. You don't fax anything. You don't do anything. If you don't have one, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, even though that's your donation day. Okay, thank you.
What I've noticed is, like Mike said, about building a relationship with the agency that's coming to pickups. In some of my stores, they're actually calling pretty much every day and asking, do we have anything or do we not? Because they're trying to plan out their day, and definitely they want as many donations as they can. So in some cases, they're calling every day and saying, hey, do you have anything? And even if it's one pizza or one order of breadsticks, or even I've got a couple of cases of wings that are going to die tomorrow, I can cook those off today, or at least half of them, whatever I think I may not use and what might expire and go in the trash, I can cook those off today and put them in a box and they'll come pick those up.